We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hang on, Rami, I'm shaving. Yeah, he spent 16 years in Milwaukee at the Fan. You know him. You love him. You respect him. Who wrote this crap? Well, at least you know him. It's time for the Rami Show with Rami Makhlouf on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Hour two of the Rami Show on 1250 AM, The Fan, on your Odyssey app, live from the Lakeland University studios. Offering evening and online master's programs, learn more at lakeland.edu/get-started. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur, Packers head coach, coming up at 4:30. Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider, that dude on the Packers beat, pays his Wednesday visit at 4:45. And I'll reset the big topics discussed on today's Rami Show, give you the final say on them, with Pick a Lane coming up at 5 o'clock. If you heard something there in hour one that you wanted to get in on but could not. Right now I want to know, who needs another championship more, Aaron Rodgers or Giannis? 414-799-1250. You can tweet the Rami Show at 1250 AM, The Fan. This portion of the Rami Show brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer. Come rain or shine, high winds or mild breezes, blue skies or gray, it's a great time to consider getting vaccinated against COVID-19 with BioNTech and Pfizer. Who needs another championship more, Aaron Rodgers or Giannis? 414-799-1250 or tweet the Rami Show at 1250. Nope, not that Twitter account. That's still broken. At Rami, R-A-M-I-E, is tweeting. And I ask that because here we are, playoff time again. And, of course, the question comes up. The overplayed question comes up. The tired old question comes up of, does Aaron Rodgers need to add more Super Bowls for his legacy? Is Aaron Rodgers' legacy the four NFC championship losses? We get into this conversation every year about Aaron Rodgers' legacy and what more rings or lack thereof might mean for it and where he stacks up against other quarterbacks. And this is what Rodgers had to say about that yesterday when talking about getting another ring or two.
It's all a part of it. Success is often based, you know, for quarterbacks on championships won a lot of times. I think success individually is much more than that. And failure, on the flip side of that, failure is not... in my opinion, shouldn't be based solely on your losses and your failures, your mistakes, your low points. It's so much more than that. It's a mindset. It's an approach. It's a total package. But I understand that in our business, so much of it is focused on the wins and losses, especially in the playoffs, Super Bowl rings and all that stuff. I understand that's part of my legacy. I'll be judged on when I'm done playing. And every year is important when it comes to further in your legacy. I take a lot of pride in the success that we've had and that I've had, and I hope we can add to it both from a how we're judged standpoint and how we judge ourselves standpoint.
Aaron Rodgers is telling y'all, it's unfair, but I know you're just going to count rings. I know that's how I'm going to be judged, and that's how my legacy is going to be written by lazy ass people who just want to count rings, and that's how they're going to stack quarterbacks and decide who's their greatest and who's their GOAT. He knows that. He understands that. Meanwhile, at the same time, over at The Athletic, they're putting together their top 75 NBA players of all time. And Giannis, yesterday, it was revealed, was number 24 on that list. And to this point, because they're releasing one player every day, counting down from 75 to Michael Jordan. And He's the youngest guy on this list right now. And I would imagine, Sam, help me out here. He's going to stay the youngest guy on this list, right? There's nobody in the NBA younger who they're going to rank ahead of Giannis. I can't think of anybody younger than Giannis in the league right now who's going to creep into, say, the top 20. They released Elgin Baylor today as a 23, one spot ahead of Giannis.
Yeah, no, Luka would like be the only person, but he hasn't won a championship. And he's also kind of slid, I think, as far as like popularity in this season.
So Giannis, the youngest on this list of the top 75 players in NBA history, and it looks like is going to stay the youngest on that list, at number 24 all time, already at age 27. And it makes sense because the dude has two MVPs, five-time All-NBA, five-time All-Star, Most Improved Player, Defensive Player of the Year, NBA Champion, Finals MVP, and he made the official 75th anniversary All-NBA team. By age 27, dude. By age 27, he racked up that resume. Did you hear what I just said? Two-time MVP, five-time All-Star, five-time All-NBA, five-time All-Star, Most Improved, Defensive Player of the Year, NBA Champ, Finals MVP, and on the 75th anniversary team. That's crazy at the age of 27 to have done all that. And this is what Giannis said about that. He said, every time you win something or you accomplish something, you're going to say what's next, because that's how human beings are built. And I came back and I was like, damn, this is bleeping insane. I'm already thinking about what's next. He says, I'm blessed. Even if I never win again, I'm extremely blessed. And then they'll come and pass me, the young kids. But who knows? We'll see. But every time, no matter what happens, I'm always like, next, next, next. So he sounds like he's okay with whatever happens moving forward. But I just think that's Giannis's mindset of staying in the moment. You know what I mean? And he talks about that a lot in this article. Sort of the same thing. We played the clip earlier this week when Giannis was talking about staying in the past. That's your pride. Looking to the future, that's your ego. Staying in the present, that's being humble. I think that's just the way Giannis thinks. But he does acknowledge right there, he says, even if I never win again, I'm extremely blessed, and they'll come and pass me, the young kids. But who knows? We'll see. So he knows that if he doesn't win again, not only is he not climbing this list of the greatest NBA players of all time, he'll start falling down the list of greatest NBA players of all time. If younger guys come along, say it is a Luka, Sam brought him up, and start racking up the rings and start racking up the LOBs. So Giannis is conscious of his place right now. And man, that quote that I just read, that was from Eric Name's article where he broke the news to Giannis that he was number 24 on this athletic list of the 75 greatest NBA players. And you can tell he cares, man. Like as the article goes on and time goes on in the article, because I think Eric talked to him the next day too after breaking the news to him, he comes back to earth and he comes back to that mindset of what's next, you know, like he talked about right there. But he was giddy, went and showed it to his partner, who was there standing off to the side of the press conference with the kids and smiling from ear to ear. Such a good piece by Eric, man. Once again, Eric Name does it again for The Athletic, covering the Bucks. That's why he's that dude on the Bucks beat. So who needs another championship more? Giannis or Rodgers? 414-799-1250 or tweet the show at 1250 AM The Fan. Sparky sort of hit on my point in the crosstalk from the Madness to the Rami Show, which is that because y'all are sheep, and you follow any popular quarterback narrative that's out there, it's why I call y'all QBAnon, all of you who do that. I'm not talking about in my eyes, but the general consensus, the public perception, I don't think Aaron Rodgers has enough time left to catch Tom Brady in most people's eyes. As the GOAT, as the greatest of all time at the quarterback position. I don't think Tom Brady is. We don't need to go over my list right now. That would totally sidetrack this show. Boy, you want to talk about going off on a tangent. I'm not going to do that. I don't think Aaron Rodgers, as far as the popular public narrative can ever catch Tom Brady. I don't think he has enough time left in his career to catch Tom Brady as far as most people are concerned. Dude, Giannis? I started, and I think we've talked about this on the show. About a year ago, well, late last season, and watching Giannis put together another one of these seasons, and then watching what he did in the finals, the thought did start to creep into my mind of, man, can this guy get in that? Can he muscle his way into this conversation of LeBron or MJ? Could the convo, you know, 5-6 years from now, couple, 2-3 more rings? Could it be LeBron, MJ, or Giannis? And when that thought first occurred to me, it was one of those things where you go, that's crazy. Don't even say that out loud. You know? Don't even say that out loud. That's, people are going to laugh at you. Maybe I should do that with my Josh Allen take, but I won't. Giannis might be able to work his way, or at the very least, work his way into, like, Kobe territory. He's already passed Dwayne Wade on this list. Dwayne Wade is a little further down the list than Giannis is. I think Giannis has more ground to gain by winning more championships than Aaron Rodgers ever could. I think Aaron Rodgers, as crazy as this sounds, wherever he is on most people's quarterback list right now, I don't think he's moving. Would you agree with that, Sam? I don't think Aaron Rodgers is moving up or down, regardless of what he does here moving forward. Even if he wins two more, people are going to still go, oh, Tom Brady is, what is it, seven, six?
Well,
seven?
He'll never catch Brady, but I think it's funny when you think about all these quarterbacks with multiple Super Bowls, like Roethlisberger has two, Eli's got two. So there's going to be some fan bases that may use that. But it's like, I think for Rodgers, it's the fact that he can get rid of this narrative of the last couple of years. And it's not his fault that they haven't been able to get over the hump in all these NFC championship games. But, you know, from an outside perspective, outside of this state, a lot of people, a lot of media heads are going to say that, oh, well, Rodgers, you know, he's had all those playoff appearances and could never win another one.
Because so many people are so wrong when it comes to quarterback play in this country.
No, I mean, that's where I agree with you on the quarterback, you know, controversy.
I don't know how much more ground Aaron Rodgers can gain on Tom Brady or anybody else. Everybody's QB list is different. I don't know how much ground Aaron Rodgers can gain on Tom Brady or anybody else who you or somebody out there might have ahead of him on their list.
I think it would just make like the perfect storybook ending to a Packers career. You know, it would make the pain of like him and Devontae, if they are leaving, like it would make everything a lot more numb
for his local legacy.
Right.
Yeah, I think Aaron Rodgers needs it more. I think Aaron Rodgers, if he is on his way out the door, he needs this on his way out the door more than Giannis does. But if you're talking like their legacy in the sport at large and not just among their fan base, I think it's Giannis. I think Giannis has more to gain by winning more championships in terms of his place in history.
And another one to the local part is that he could finally like have some bragging rights over Favre, and then he could be right there with Bart Starr too, as far as Super Bowls.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers can be recognized as the GOAT by even some? I feel like I'm the only one who says that right now.
National media, no, just because for some reason they're enamored with Brady. But I always say this: it's like Rodgers, best throwing arm, Brady, best brain.
I think Aaron Rodgers has the best brain too. Look at his touchdown interception ratio.
I think they're both, you know, I think obviously if you're a quarterback of that caliber, you have to have a good brain.
His efficiency is off the charts, man. It's ridiculous, the efficiency that Aaron Rodgers plays the position with. That's why he doesn't need to throw the ball 800 times like Tom Brady does. Who needs another championship more, Rodgers or Giannis? 414-799-1250. Tweet the Rami Show at 1250 AM The Fan and get in on the discussion. I can talk right after this.
It's all a part of it. Success is often based, you know, for quarterbacks on championships won a lot of times. I think success individually is much more than that. And failure, on the flip side of that, failure is not, in my opinion, shouldn't be based solely on your losses and your failures, your mistakes, your low points. It's so much more than that. It's a mindset. It's an approach. It's a total package. But I understand that in our business, so much of it is focused on the wins and losses, especially in the playoffs, Super Bowl rings and all that stuff. I understand that's part of my legacy. I'll be judged on when I'm done playing. And every year is important when it comes to furthering your legacy. I take a lot of pride in the success that we've had and that I've had, and I hope we can add to it both from a how we're judged standpoint and how we judge ourselves standpoint.
There's Aaron Rodgers saying, yeah, I probably need a few more rings because of the way that you people judge quarterbacks. 424 here on the Rami Show. Asking you, who needs more championships more for their legacy? Aaron Rodgers or Giannis? As Giannis, he was named number 24 on the all-time greatest 75 NBA players list over at The Athletic. I think Aaron Rodgers is out of time to gain ground on Tom Brady or anybody else. Where Giannis, I think he can creep into the conversation, possibly that constant ongoing tired-ass debate of LeBron or MJ. Maybe it's LeBron, MJ, or Giannis in a few years, or at the very least, we're talking about him in the same breath as a Kobe Bryant in a few years from right now with another championship or two or three for Giannis. I don't know that Aaron Rodgers has enough time left to really make up a lot of ground. Matt tweets and says, as of right now, Rodgers needs another championship. His hourglass is running out. If he wins a second Super Bowl, adds to that with another MVP to make that his fourth, I think that could propel him to the Mount Rushmore of QBs. Giannis is still young enough to win more. And I got a couple tweets along those lines. Corey says, at the end of the day, both will be top 10 of all time, but Rodgers needs it more than Giannis. Giannis is just getting started. Rodgers is running out of chances. I think when you think about the hourglass, when it comes to Aaron Rodgers and it running out, your initial reaction is to go, well, of course he needs him more because he doesn't have that much time left. But if you think about it, he doesn't even have enough time left to do what we're talking about here. Maybe to get onto the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks in most people's eyes. But as far as the GOAT conversation, I don't think Aaron Rodgers – now, I think he is the GOAT. But as far as the public perception, I'm not sure Aaron Rodgers can get there. Let's go out to Brown Deer. And, Michael, you're on the Rami Show. Who needs a championship more, Mike?
Hey, I would say Aaron Rodgers, but I think that it's unfair the way that people put all the precedence on how many rings you win, because as I was saying to the guy that answered the phone there,
that guy,
yeah, you know, mm-hmm. I know his name, I'm tongue tied, but anyway, Bill Russell won 11 rings, but he you never hear him mentioned above these guys who won six. And so, by the same token, Terry Bradshaw won four rings. Nobody ever said Terry Bradshaw was better than Peyton Manning.
True.
One less.
True.
So, Aaron Rodgers, with just one more ring, he's not going to be considered Roethlisberger or he's not going to be considered Eli Manning because he's only got two. It's because of the greatness of his talent that's on display in the game that Michael Jordan is considered the greatest. It's not just based purely on wins because Bill Russell won more than him. But for Aaron Rodgers, because of the pinpoint passing, these insane throws that he makes, no matter what anybody says, if this guy gets another ring under his belt, Tom Brady standing back there all stiff and, you know, and whatever it is, he just doesn't look the same dominating the game when you're watching for entertainment purposes.
Michael, that's a great point, man. Thanks for the call. Okay. I appreciate it.
There you go.
He's right. When we don't talk about Bill Russell as the GOAT because, like, and I know it was a different game and everything, and even today's game is different than when MJ played. I understand that. But, like he was saying, like, we watch. We use our eyes, and there's a display of skill out there that we can recognize. Oh, Michael Jordan can do a lot more things out on a basketball. Maybe not a lot. That's maybe being a little disrespectful. Michael Jordan can do more out on a basketball court to impact winning for his team than even a Bill Russell can. And I don't know why we can't do that with quarterbacks. If anything, it should be the opposite. It should be the opposite. If we're weighing rings and how much they should impact your legacy, no ring should weigh more in the world of sports than an NBA championship. No ring in the world of sports should weigh more than an NBA championship. No ring should weigh less than a Major League Baseball superstar who's on a World Series championship team. And right there in the middle is football players and quarterbacks. Yet for some reason, It's the be-all, end-all when we talk about quarterbacks. And then we kind of put it sort of on the back burner when we talk about basketball. We talk about it, but again, why isn't Bill Russell often in the discussion for GOAT? But when we get to football and we get to quarterbacks, well, of course it's Tom Brady. He's won six times. I don't understand that. In football, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, they're not even on the field for more than half the game. In basketball, a Giannis or a LeBron or an MJ, they're always on the court for the biggest moments in games. They're not at the mercy of who's up in the batting order. They're not at the mercy of who has possession of the ball at a given time. No, you can just put your best players out there on both sides of the court. So they're doing so much more to impact winning or losing for their teams that rings should be infinitely valuable in the sport of basketball when we talk about guys and their legacy and where they stack or where they rank, like the Athletic is doing right now and has Giannis at number 24. What do you think Giannis's ceiling is, Sam? If he's 24 right now at age 27 and the all-time 75 best NBA players, what do you think is his ceiling?
Just on that list, or are we talking about like championships too?
No, on lists like that one.
I think top 10.
Top 10?
I'm thinking top 5.
I'm thinking, like I said, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that the discussion in a few years is not LeBron or MJ, it's LeBron or MJ or Giannis.
See, I don't know, like as a Buck fan though, like, and maybe this is just me, but like I don't even care about that MJ, LeBron, Giannis debate. Like, the fact that he's already done this, the fact that he's already, like, won back-to-back MVPs, done everything on his resume, and won us a championship, like, I everything's just a cherry on top at this point.
It's pretty cool,
too. And, like, the NBA, too, like, that Jordan-LeBron debate, it's so muddy already as is, and it's never going
to
end.
I mean, it's muddy if you want to, you know, close your eyes to the facts that Michael is the greatest. Let's go to Trell.
But people are never going to say that. There's never going to be one side that agrees on that, though.
Trell on the north side. Long time no hear, man. How's it going?
Hey, Rami, how you guys doing?
Good, man. Good.
Hey, man, this is the best question on all the shows that I've heard in this new year.
Well, thank you.
2022.
Thank you.
And, you know, this is a question I thought about, and, you know, the easy answer would be Rodgers. But when I really think about it in the grand scheme of things, Rodgers is a top five quarterback right now. You know, he's pretty much a Mount Rushmore quarterback right now. Like, how far is he going to move with another Super Bowl? I mean, you might say he can move to two. You know, there are some people just saying that strictly ability he is the GOAT, which I wouldn't disagree with. But from a national standpoint, I don't think he's ever going to get that he's the GOAT because Brady has seven. When you look at Giannis and him being ranked at 24 right now, if he were to win a championship this upcoming season to go back-to-back, I think he already goes up to at least 10 spots up. I think he already goes from 24 to 14, which would be a massive jump. And you look at the trajectory of his how much he's played. He hasn't even been in the league a decade yet. So if he can go to 14, you're telling me that he's got another maybe 7 to 10 years and he's got an opportunity to still get into the top five? Easily, maybe even get in the conversation with one of the greatest ever if he continues to win. So it's got to be Giannis. The more I think about it, as much as I want Rodgers,
there's more to gain, right? There's more to gain because he has so much more time to do it.
He's got more to gain, and because his trajectory so far, he's been in the league what 9 years, ninth year. He's already got two MVPs. He's got a Defensive Player of the Year. He's got a Finals MVP. He's got a championship. And it's looking like his team is going to have a great opportunity to get back and maybe repeat. So, yeah, it's got to be him. He's got much more to gain, I think.
Trell, appreciate the call, man. Great hearing from you, my dude. There's Trell on the north side. Trell used to call every show every day. I miss Trell. Maybe he doesn't have to call that much, but a little more often, Trell. Don't be a stranger, my man. I was trying this morning to figure out, and just, I mean, I probably should have got out a pen and paper. That would have made this exercise much easier. But I just ended up breaking my brain and giving up. I was like, who are these 23 dudes ahead of Giannis on this list?
I was just on The Athletic right now trying to figure that out, too. Because really? When we were talking about what's his potential, I say top 10. I think that's reasonable. But when you say top 5, I'm like, maybe. But, like, I don't know. And the thing is, too, I should have the full quote from Dwayne Wade, but he said this a couple days ago. It's like, why don't we throw Kareem into that greatest of all time debate either?
He's on the list. Like, he'll be ahead of Giannis.
Because of that, like you said, maybe he could get to Jordan, LeBron, or Giannis, like,
how many rings? How many rings did Kareem win?
Six.
Six. He also had six.
It's like, why don't we throw Kareem into that conversation? But you know what I mean? It's like there's always somebody we're forgetting. I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, do you ever think Giannis could catch up to Kareem? I'm talking scoring champ and all that.
In my eyes or public perception?
I guess both.
Because I think
those are
two different things. In my eyes, maybe not, man. Because Kareem is still the all-time leading scorer in the NBA.
That's what I'm saying. Like that,
and six rings.
Getting to that,
you know,
getting to that Jordan LeBron level. That's something, man.
Yeah. So I'm sticking with top five, possibly top three before all is said and done.
I think top five certainly is attainable.
Let's push Matt LaFleur to 530. Let's keep this discussion going right now. Who do you think needs another championship or multiple championships more? Aaron Rodgers or Giannis Antetokounmpo? 414-799-1250. Tweet the Rami Show at 1250 AM The Fan. Let's keep this talk going right here on the Rami Show. It's the Rami Show on 1250 AM The Fan and your Odyssey app. Asking you right now, who needs another championship more or multiple championships more? Aaron Rodgers or Giannis? 414-799-1250. Tweet the Rami Show at 1250 AM The Fan. This portion of the Rami Show brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer. Come rain or shine, high winds or mild breezes, blue skies or gray. It's a great time to consider getting vaccinated against COVID-19 with BioNTech and Pfizer. Who needs another championship more, Rodgers or Giannis? 414-799-1250. Tweet the show at 1250 AM The Fan. Eric tweets in, or you can't tweet at 1250 AM The Fan. Eric tweets into at Rami, R-A-M-I-E, is tweeting. That is how you can follow and interact with your boy. And he says, Rodgers, only because rings are more important to QBs than any other position in sports. And that's true in terms of public perception. And I just don't get it, man. I just don't understand it. Like, in the sport of football, yes, quarterbacks have the most impact on winning or losing. It's the most important position specifically in North American sports. I say position because an NBA superstar can have more impact. But it's not from any specific position. They can do it from any position, 1 through 5. But an NBA superstar has so much more impact on winning or losing than a quarterback does. And it's just, like, it seems so plain. And this is one of the things that drives me crazy in terms of popular sports discourse, is how much weight we put on rings for quarterbacks, especially compared to NBA players, where, like I said, in the NBA, in the sport of basketball, there are so much fewer variables that are out of your control than there is in football. In basketball, Giannis is always on the court when you need him on the court. LeBron is always on the court. MJ was always on the court on both sides. You can be the best offensive player and the best defensive player on the court on any given night. And with guys like a Giannis, a Kareem, a LeBron, an MJ, a Dwayne Wade, guys like that, they often are the best player on both sides of the court. Aaron Rodgers, I was reading this morning about how Aaron Rodgers doesn't have game-winning drives in the playoffs and Tom Brady has so many. I don't even know what the number is. Something astronomical. Well, first of all, why are Tom Brady's teams always losing? Secondly, how many times did Aaron Rodgers bring his team back only to watch a defense pee away a lead that he just went and drove down the field and got them? I know you can't count those, but are we just going to forget that happened? It drives me nuts. No sport should have rings that weigh more than the NBA in the sport of basketball. Let's go to Corey on the south side. Who needs the championships more, Corey, Giannis or Aaron Rodgers? I almost said MJ. Go ahead.
Right on. Hey, Rami, man, you guys are bringing it today, man. Big Show had a good question about is the Packers and 49ers a rivalry and stuff like that, and you come up with this difficult question because it is a difficult question. Man, it's a difficult question because they're two different sports and there's like a little bit more parity in the NFL than there is the NBA, and that's why we say – for the great quarterbacks, greatest of all time quarterbacks, you got to have one or two, three rings, you know, to be considered one of the greatest in NFL history as far as quarterback play goes. But Aaron Rodgers definitely needs another championship to, you know, kind of move up that you know, if people don't have him above Favre. I have him above Favre already because he does have the one championship, so does Favre. But if he gets two, he's, you know, surpassed Favre. Like I said, if you don't got him already, surpassed Favre, which he should. But, man, and then just like I said, like the parity, man, in the NFL is more than the NBA, and which I think the only reason why we don't have some parity in the NFL is because of Tom Brady, and that's why I think he's bad for the league. But that's neither here nor there. That's a different conversation. But, yeah, Aaron Rodgers definitely needs a championship more, and Giannis, I think he's going to get a couple more because he's so young and he's so dominant. And real quick, too, Rami, because you guys mentioned it earlier, and I got to speak on this discussion because I've been saying it for years with that dried-up conversation about MJ or Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
For everybody out there, there is no comparison. All right, Jordan's the greatest of all time because Jordan won 6 rings. He never lost in the finals. LeBron did. You know, and LeBron played in how many Game 7s in the finals? Jordan never seen a Game 7 in the finals. He always ended in 6 or 5 or 4, you know what I mean? Like he,
right.
He dominated in the finals, and he averaged 30 points per game in the finals. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
And people will always bring up, like, LeBron has done X, Y, and Z in game sevens, and it's like, well, yeah, because he had to play game seven. It's kind of the same thing that I'm saying about all these game-winning drives that Tom Brady has. Like, why does he always have to drive down the field and win games in the last minute, thanks for the call, Corey, when he's had top 10 defenses most of his career? Why is it so close, dude?
I think it's funny, too, because, like, anytime in the regular season you talk about Rodgers will be the first person to shut you down. It's like, oh, it's Rodgers and Mahomes. He'll be like, no, Patrick is playing against the Green Bay Packers defense, and I'm playing against the Kansas City Chiefs defense.
Right.
So what? why do we count Super Bowls between quarterbacks?
I know Tom Brady has – or no, I'm sorry. I know Peyton Manning has 2. Eli Manning has 2. Terry Bradshaw has 4. Other than that, what quarterbacks – can you check real quick, Sam, have multiple rings and how many are in that 2, 3, 4? I know nobody has – I don't think anybody has 5. I think the next closest to Brady is Terry Bradshaw, who's got 4.
Tom Brady, 7. Joe Montana, 4. Terry Bradshaw, 4. Aikman, 3. Eli Manning, 2. Peyton, 2. Roethlisberger, Elway, blah, 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 blah.
Okay, so if he can win – if he wins 2 more,
that yeah, you're right.
For the simpletons who just like to count rings, play Sonic the Hedgehog instead of watch football and, you know, use critical analysis. If he wins 2 more, I think he gets into the Peyton Manning, Joe Montana conversation. You know what I mean? Right there with those guys. But I just don't think he can do anything to catch Brady for the simpletons.
Yeah, no, I agree.
For the QBAnon folks who just follow any old narrative when it comes to quarterbacks. Like, Josh Allen is top 5. You know what I mean? I'm not going to do it again. Not today. Well, not right now. Josh Allen is a top 5 quarterback. What is – I never said that. That is – those words have never come out of my mouth. Those words have – that is out of line.
Josh Allen is a top 5 quarterback.
Out of pocket, Sam Schmitz. You cannot do that.
What are you
me.
Talking about?
That is some editing going on. And sorry to say, not even great editing going on.
What are you talking about?
That's not fair, dude. That is not fair. Send it to Bart so he can play it in the morning.
Oh, I already did.
We got to hit a break. We'll talk with our Green Bay football insider, Ryan Wood. That dude on the Packers beat joins the Rami Show next on 1250 AM, The Fan. It is that time to check in with that dude on the Packers beat for the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and us right here on The Fan as our Green Bay football insider. It is the one, the only, Ryan Wood, joining me now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. What's up, Woody? How are you this afternoon, my friend? Oh, I have to actually bring him up on the phone. I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button and you weren't on the phone. Let's start that over. How are we doing this afternoon, Woody?
Was I just speaking to myself?
Yeah. Yeah, it was one of those things.
I hate it when that happens. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I was walking in the park the other day. There were 2 ladies walking together, and one of them had their dog, and so she stopped to do what you got to stop and do when you have a dog, and the other one kept walking and was talking to her friend for a good 20 feet, who was no longer by her side. I just stood there and watched the whole thing happen, and it's amusing. It's amusing when you actually get to witness that, Woody. I don't know if you've ever gotten to witness somebody not knowingly talk to themselves, but it's fun. I enjoyed it.
I'm all for people watching and dog watching for that matter, although I'm allergic, so I try to stay away from dogs. Dogs have a very hard time staying away from me, though.
That's too bad.
I've plenty of canines.
That's too bad. You've been deprived of dogs your whole life? That's sad. I'm sorry,
buddy. I've never had a pet.
Woody, what's the mood like in Lambeau right now, going up against a team that Aaron Rodgers has never beaten in a playoff game? And Matt LaFleur has had his own problems. I know that they beat him earlier this year, but that's a different 49ers team than the one that's coming to Lambeau on Saturday.
It is. I just think they know who they are, and they're trying to focus on that. And I'm not saying that they're not, but if you're a Packers fan, you get feeling a little PTSD this week. There's a reason for it, right? Like, it's just, I mean, we've seen this movie before where they're the best team, and, oh, they should go to the Super Bowl, but they don't because they get shocked. I mean, the worst type of heartbreak that you can get in this league, a devastating home loss in the playoffs. So, I just keep going back to the same thing. They've got to show up. They've got to show up. If they show up and they play like who they are, this is a Super Bowl team. But we've seen them so many times not play like who they are, and that's when you get in trouble.
Talking with Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider. Check out his work inside the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com here on 1250 AM The Fan. Were you surprised by the news that Kingsley Keke was waived by the team today?
Not particularly. He's been inactive for three games. One of those was COVID, but two of those are personal reasons, and he hasn't been around. I mean, he just dropped off the radar. So, it's surprising maybe. It's definitely not a shock. I feel like, especially in retrospect, the writing was kind of on the wall here. I don't know what happened. I don't know if anyone outside Lambeau Field right now knows what happened. This former late-round pick that had played some significant football for this team, had been a depth piece on the defensive line. This defensive line, though, is in a better shape than it's been in a long time because of Dean Lowry and his emergence and the five sacks this season, half of his career total coming into the year. So they've got some depth there. I don't know what happened here with Kingsley Keke, but the writing was a bit on the wall.
When you talk about that defensive line and being solid, and you brought up Dean Lowry and the five-plus sacks that he had this year, and certainly the Packers have done a much better job of getting to quarterbacks this season than they have in recent years. But you look at what's happened to the run defense with this Packers team over the last 8 weeks or so, and it's concerning, Ryan. If you have your eyes open and are watching what's happening, it's concerning what's happened with that defense, but especially in the run game. And here comes a 49ers team that, and again, not to bring up the trauma of the past, ran for 285 yards for you a couple of years ago to end your season in the NFC Championship. What do you see when you're watching this team that is different about their run defense that teams are able to get off on them the last 8 weeks?
Well, I think, again, first to see this team, you have to get over the PTSD, because every single person remembers what happened in San Francisco 2 years ago. And
right,
even though there are some significant changes, for one, Joe Barry was in L.A. He was not the designer, the architect of this defense 2 years ago. Pretty significant change. Even still, there's that PTSD. Look, the 49ers are going to do what they did, or try to do what they did 2 years ago. They are going to try to attack the edges of this defense, make Rashawn Gary, Preston Smith, maybe Za'Darius Smith, probably Za'Darius Smith and Whitney Mercilus kind of toe that fine balance between being pass rushers and not losing gap integrity, not getting outside their lanes and giving up massive runs on the perimeter of the field. So, you know, going in, what Kyle Shanahan's going to want to do, they've got to do a much better job than they did 2 years ago of being able to set that hard edge. And if they're able to do that, you're going to see success. If not, here's the other part of this. Again, PTSD, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this is a team that in their last two playoff losses never gave themselves a chance. 27-0 down in San Francisco 2 years ago, down 18 points early in the third quarter last year against Tampa Bay. This is a team that cannot afford to get in an early hole. One, it's in 15 games that Aaron Rodgers has started and finished this year, they're getting outscored by 40 points in the first quarter. Only 37 first quarter points this season. They've rebounded. Second quarter, they have 170 in those games,
mm-hmm.
174 in the third. But if you have a sluggish start, if you get in a hole against these 49ers, they will sit on a lead. You saw that happen last week against Dallas. They will, with that run game, they will milk the clock. They will milk a lead. you got to come out fast this week. You cannot get behind early.
Yeah, I was reading your piece about that this morning at PackersNews.com, Woody, and this is something that kind of, well, like you said, it's haunted them for years in these playoff games that they've lost, but it wasn't a problem in the regular season last year. They were the best first quarter offense in the league last year throughout the regular season. It crept up in the NFC Championship and kind of seeped into this year in terms of the slow starts or sluggish starts that they've had.
It did. It's been kind of the opposite. They were red hot when Matt LaFleur was on his opening script last year, mm-hmm. all throughout the year, and it just hasn't happened this year. I don't know why. It's been a riddle to try to figure out why they haven't had, you know, those 15 games that Aaron Rodgers has started and finished, and you know, the two that we're not counting here, it's Kansas City and last week at Detroit, or 2 weeks ago at Detroit. And that works because, you know, Aaron Rodgers played in the first quarter, but it was a meaningless game. So we're looking at 15 games where he started and finished, and they had playoff implications on the line. Nine of those first quarters, they were scoreless. Got to get points in the first quarter this week. They cannot get behind the eight ball early. It's been kind of the opposite of last year.
Is there any... I know everybody's is excited about Za'Darius Smith and the rest of the guys that are coming back, but given what we're talking about with this run defense, he is a guy that can over-pursue quarterbacks sometimes and open up some lanes. Do you think there's any inclination within the Packers to play Za'Darius Smith sparingly, at least this weekend, going against this type of run team, and just as they're working him back into football shape rather than throwing him out there in the fire and leaving themselves exposed for some big runs?
Well, I think it was very interesting last week when Matt LaFleur first, you know, kind of confirmed that Za'Darius Smith was on this path back. He made the point that he's only played 18 snaps in Joe Barry's defense,
mm-hmm.
which was a really interesting point to make because this is January and you just don't consider that. But this is a new defense for him. It's not new for everyone else that's been playing all season, but for Za'Darius Smith, it is new. He has only played 18 snaps in there. Why does that matter? Because if you're an outside linebacker, schematically, the biggest challenge is that fine line between being a pass rusher, letting it loose, pinning ears back, getting the quarterback, and being able to stay disciplined and sound in the run game. That's it. And that's a schematic thing. It's difficult to do, especially if you haven't played in the defense. And he's played 18 snaps. So, yeah, I think that they're you know, Joe Barry's saying today that the bye week was really big for this team. They practiced throughout it. Wednesday, Thursday, and they were on the field Friday. And for a guy like Za'Darius Smith, getting that work, it was really, really important because it exposed – he not only did he have the 18 snaps against the Saints in the opener, and that's it, he didn't practice all training camp. He had like four yeah. practices all year
yep.
before he came back. He hasn't played. He hasn't practiced. There are facets of that position, the pass rushing, just letting your athleticism play, that make it easier to return quickly. But from a schematic standpoint, especially against a team like Kyle Shanahan's run scheme that'll stress you in that area of the game, yeah, it's big.
Woody, I saw Matt LaFleur earlier, and we're gonna play Matt LaFleur back at 5:30 here on the Rami Show earlier today, talking to Woody and the rest of the assembled press up there in Green Bay. Again, remind everyone that he has very warm and fuzzy feelings for Kyle Shanahan, and they are good friends. After there was reports of some bad blood brewing between the two friends because the 49ers' pursuit of Aaron Rodgers last offseason. Do you think there's anything there as far as bad blood between these two guys, or do you think it is still as good as Kyle Shanahan and Matt LaFleur would have you believe?
I guess you got to kind of define bad blood. I don't think that Matt LaFleur has a voodoo doll of Kyle Shanahan and sticking pins and needles into it. Like, I don't think it's that level. Right?
Okay.
It's not
fair.
It's not unhealthy. But, I mean, it's not just reports. You saw that handshake week three.
That's right. Yeah.
Rami, if you and I happen to meet each other on the streets of Milwaukee, we're not doing a blow by. What's up, man? Like, you know, like,
right.
Like, there's going to be a genuine, meaningful interaction. Right?
Yeah.
Thank you for confirming that. You're kind of leaving me hanging.
No, I would embrace you as warmly as I could, whatever the CDC would allow in these times, right? I would embrace you as warmly as I could.
Air five and talk 6 feet away. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why. But
But you know, that was a blow by. It's called. I mean, we got eyes. We can see. Like, that was, you know. So I don't know if they're sending each other Christmas cards either. I don't think there's any voodoo dolls, but I don't know if they're sending each other Christmas cards either.
That's Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider, that dude on the Packers beat. Don't believe me? Check out his work inside the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and on Twitter, at @ByRyanWood, and every Wednesday and Friday right here on The Rami Show. Always appreciate you, Woody. Thank you, man.
Take care, Rami.
And he joins me on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If applying for a home renovation loan has you feeling anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of bankability. Get started at GreatMidwestBank.com today. Let's break, then reset the big topics discussed on today's Rami Show. Give you the final say on them. It's Pick a Lane, and it's next on 1250 AM, The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.